All right, it's time for another PFW issue of the day. I'm Miranda Mason with Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. And guys, the Patriots defense spent a majority of the season ranked at the top of the NFL, but it did so with a lot of young standout guys. Do you see any of these guys as in line for a long-term extension?
Well, I think a lot of the guys are in line for an extension, but I would start with Jamie Collins. I think he has become your core playmaker. You look at it, the last couple of years that he's been a starter, it's tackles, it's interceptions, forced fumbles, sacks. He can do it all. He is sort of the modern NFL linebacker that can rush, play the run, and drop into coverage. So I think he's in line for a big contract first, and then you sort of fit the pieces in around him.
Yeah, and I think that's what the offseason is going to be about for the Patriots, is taking care of their own. I actually think Hightower might be more in line, because I think there's a little bit more of a desperation, a little bit more urgency, because he is under that fifth-year option, over $7 million, almost $8 million on the cap. So I think there's a little bit more the Patriots can get out of giving him the extension. Not that Collins is not deserving. They both deserve it. But I think you have a little bit more time, because Collins is still on a second-round pick, rookie contract. Malcolm Butler is going to be looking for an extension down the road, but he's even cheaper than Collins. So to me, Hightower is the one that's the priority, just because that cap number is so high right now.
All right, so you guys have a lot of faith in the linebackers. And for Paul Perillo and Andy Hart, I'm Miranda Mason with your PFW issue of the day.